Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and for today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, featuring the music of 1937, I've no opening theme, to save a little time, since I've a very full programme ahead. To open, this is Lloyd Thomas and the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer with the Donkey Serenade. Lloyd Thomas, who for many years was one of the group of touring Granada organists, with Rudolf Frimmel and Herbert Stothart's Donkey Serenade, composed for the 1937 film The Firefly. If you're going to emulate another artist's arrangement, you can do no better than to look at Sidney Torch. In 1998, Simon Gledhill used Sidney's arrangement of the Dubin Warren song Remember Me as the basis for one of his contributions to a compilation CD featuring the Wurlitzer in the San Filippo Music Salon in Barrington, Illinois.
Thank you.
Remember Me, introduced by Kenny Baker in the 1937 film musical Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. 1937 saw another film, High, Wide and Handsome, hit the big screens with a star cast of Irene Dunn, Randolph Scott and Dorothy L'Amour, and a score by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern. There were two standout songs, The Folks Who Live on the Hill and this, recorded by George Blackmore on the Wurlitzer of the Gorman State Theatre, Kilburn, London. Can I Forget You? Can I Forget You? George Blackmore and the Gorman State Wurlitzer. Next up is a track that was probably recorded around the time of the publication of the music for Caravan, one of Duke Ellington's collaboration with Irving Mills, his manager, and trombonist Juan Tisol. The organ is the then newly installed Compton in EMI Studio 1 in Abbey Road, and the artist is Harold Ramsey. Thank you. 1937 was a busy year for Oscar Hammerstein, this time with Ben Oakland as music writer. I'll Take Romance was the title music for the film of the same name and sung by the leading lady, Grace Moore, playing an opera diva. The organ is the pre-earthquake Wurlitzer in what was then called the Merle Norman Collection, now Nethercutt Collection in Sylmar, California, with Rex Khoury tickling those ivories. And talking of tickling ivories, here's a bouncy piece co-composed by Wayne King that year, and indeed charting for him, Josephine. This is Ron Rode and the original Wurlitzer in Organstop Pizza, Mesa, Arizona, recorded in 1983. The very successful Harbour Lights was a collaboration between Vienna-born songwriter Wilhelm Götz, also known as Hugh Williams, and British lyricist Jimmy Kennedy, and its first revival in 1950 saw no less than 7 singles hitting the US charts. 10 years later, the Platters charted with the song in the UK and the US. Stephen Fawkes and Harbour Lights, taped on the Wurlitzer in the Emrach, Sutton in Ashfield, Mansfield, and featuring a very rare real accordion playable from the console. That Wurlitzer from the Granada Mansfield is now in the Scarborough Fair Collection in the Flower of May Holiday Park, where it provides music for dancing. I may be a little late for Al Dubin and Harry Warren's September in the Rain, but we've certainly had more than usual amounts of the wet stuff here in southern Spain. The time is never wrong, though, to play an Everett Norse track recorded on the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer. I've just time for one last selection, and it's become a standard since it was introduced in the stage musical Babes in Arms. The music is by Richard Rodgers, and the artist on this track is Chris Elliott, who coincidentally now lives in the San Francisco area. This is the Glorious Wurlitzer in Shays Buffalo Theatre, one of the venues on the 2019 American Theatre Organ Society convention. The Lady is a Tramp. Thank you. The Lady is a Tramp, from a 1991 CD, Shuffle Off to Buffalo, Volume 1, recorded by Chris Elliott. That's all the music of 1937 that I have time for, so until next time we meet, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.